So Meli yields mitzvah sriches kavana. Now kivon delay beidim chiyuvid demar hu diyachalei. The first karpas, the first time you took this mara, took the Roman lettuce. At that time was not the time of the chiyuv yet, because the chiyuv to eat mara is b'shash eating the matzah. We have before a matzah from rorim yachluhu. Supposed to eat matzah first and then the mara. So that we eat the first karpas, even if you're using mara, that's not the zman to do the mitzvah mara yet. And when you eat it, the yachulei b'varu priyadamu the yachulei. What bracha do you make on karpas, even if you're using Roman lettuce? You only have to make a varu priyadama. So therefore we say, v'dilma lo yichava l'mara. Maybe, Otay says it doesn't really mean dilma, it means vaday. For sure the person does not have intentions of doing now the mitzvah mara. He only have intentions now of doing the mitzvah karpas. That the children should ask questions. Why are you dipping in now? Hilkach, therefore, that's why it's very good. The Mishnah says, later when they bring the matzah, you have to again use the murr, and now you make the bracha, l'achilas murr. Why? That's minhagim, that's not mikra din. The Mishnah doesn't say that. You have to go what the Mishnah says. That's minhagim, we'll talk about that. But that's not a din you have to do. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Yilkach boy the mehedda le'atule l'sheimor. So as Rish Lakish di sakudak, as if you're going to tell me that mitzvah loy boy kavon, if you tell me now that what by mitzvahs do not need kavon, you don't have to have intentions as long as you do the ma'isa mitzvah, you're makayim the mitzvah. Lom l'cho trei tibule. Why do we have to, in this case where you don't have karpas, only Roman lettuce, so if you eat the Roman lettuce first, that should be makayim the mitzvahs more also. Why do you have to eat the more a second time? V'atavu l'cho dezimna. You already did it one time. That's what Shlokesh is raya. Why do you have to dip it a second time for? Look who you already did the mitzvah. Plotty Taisus. Taisus says there are Shlokesh Sobar, the Masnissan Stomach Attorney. Mishnah says, Tam. Umari Afilu Yochul Imsa Shai Rokas. The other meaning was, even if you could find other vegetables, still, Ein Loy Litrei Chaka Shai Rokas. You don't have to look after other type of vegetables for carpus. El Oysa Shneti Bulin. You're allowed to do both dipping ins with Murr. Behind the why, mishum the mitzvah sriches kavona. Because when you do a mitzvah, you only make kind if you have intentions of doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. V'chivud le'bidin, since you're not eating the first murr at the time when you're supposed to eat murr, because it's before the matzah, ubar priyadamu diyocholei kleima. Shle'birach al achilas murr, you did not make a broch al achilas murr at the beginning. V'dilma lo'ichavin, so it says v'dilma lavdafka, doesn't mean really maybe. Kleima, what it means to say is, v'adai lo'ichavin murr. This person, for sure, did not have intentions of doing the mitzvah mara right now. His intention was just to have karpas now. The ein mitzvah ela ad tibul sheni acha matzah. Because the time to have mara is later after the matzah. So right now you have no intention of doing the mitzvah. Hilkach, therefore, Rish Lakish understands that boy lemehed alat fulei. Therefore, you have to dip in a second time, pirish, or levarach alachilas mara. Then later in the Suda, when you eat the Marah, I understand why you have to make the Bruch al Achilas Marah then. Because you weren't Makarim the Mitzvah yet. Well, I knock at the Bruch in Mishum, the Rav Chiz, the Islay, Bishmarin, the Baruch al Achilas Marah, Betiv Rish. That I was talking about. Now, what the Kama Baruch Pri Adam Ochalei, Hainu Kleima, Sheinu Oichel Lashem Achilas Marah. That's what the Gemara means to say. He's not eating it now, Lashem Mitzvah Marah. Ela Ochlo Lot says the Baruch Pri Adam. He's only eating it right now, Stam, to be Yitzah with the Baruch Pri Adam. Out the Mitzvah Karpas. This was not as far now. Because if you're going to tell me, you don't have to have intentions to do a mitzvah, in you already makayim the mitzvah smorer the first time you ate the murr. Aye, the kashri is afagav yochol say matzah. What do you mean you makayim the mitzvah smorer? We're saying now murr is only yester matzah. So when you eat karpas at the beginning, you don't have matzah yet. So how can you say you makayim the mitzvah smorer? Uksir, the pasuk says, Al matzah from rorim yachluhu. You're supposed to eat matzah first, then morum. So aktaisis lehevi yikuvah. That avad is not a real drush apostle. It's not likuvah. Avad, if you don't have matzah bechlal, you only have morum, you're mekayim mitzvah morum. And if you eat morum before matzah avad, you're mekayim the mitzvah morum. Of Zoi, so that's what Shlokesh Raya. If you tell me you don't have to have intentions, kavona, do the mitzvah, so when you wait this first morum, you did the mitzvah already. Of Zoi, I might start trade to bully. Why do you have to dip in a second time for morum? Hevel el adure yashay yirokas. You should only go and look for other yirokas then. Mishum akera, to make a difference between the tibul rishon, the yacha matzah tibul sheni yachal morer. But if you tell me now that you were makayim the mitzvah morer the first time, say Rish Lakish had a kasha. How could you say you're allowed to use morer two times? Like you're not doing the mitzvah at the ikar place.
It should have been a loch. You have to look for shy yirokos, take potatoes better, and then there's no question of being yotze the mitzvah, and then be yotze the mitzvah later. So that's what Shlokish is raya. So what does the Gemara say now? Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Mimai, what's your raya or Shlokish? Dilma neibil yoyla mitzvahs ein tzvichas kavonah. From our Mishnah, you won't have any raya. Maybe really you could be in a kind of mitzvah, even though you don't have kavonah to do it. Or the karmat, you have a question. Trei tibuli lomali, why do you have to dip it two times then? I tell you, the teretz is, ki heichad lehevi hakeri l'tinoikis. The reason why we dip it two times, the reason why we make a karpas, is totally only for the reason that the children should ask questions, why are you doing something different now? V'chi teim, if that's the case, im keim, if so, l'shamin and shayi rokis, if that's the reason why you should do it, that's really mitzvah and tzvichas kavonah. And really then you should not use mara at the beginning. Because if you would use mara at the beginning, you would require the mitzvah. So therefore, what should you use really? Shai yirokas. Because then you're doing it to make a difference for the children. So you're doing yirokas, potatoes then. And later you do the mitzvah's mara. See, in Kalik, if you tell me that's the pshat, l'shamin is shai yirokas. Why didn't the Mishnah say, you badavka have to use other vegetables for karpas? And the Gemara like this. Iyashmin is shai yirokas. If the Mishnah would have only said to use other type of vegetables, have a mean, I would have thought, if somebody has two different types of vegetables, he has potatoes, and he has Roman lettuce, then very good. Make karpas first with your potatoes, and then later make mara with the mara. Let's say somebody now over here say the Pesach night. The only type of vegetable he has in his house is only chazeres, he only has Roman lettuce. Nothing else. I would think then, then the svaris don't dip in two times, I would think. Because if you dip in the first time, you'd be mekayem the mitzvah tomorrow, and that's not right. Kamash v'lon, that's the Chiddush Mishnah, no. The afilu chazeres, even if you only have chazeres, still the din is v'inan trei tibuli. You should have to dip in two times. Why? Still there's a svara ki hechad lehavi b'yakeru tinoikis. Still we makbid, you should dip in two times, one before the meal, but there is karpas, that the children should ask questions. Even though they're both being done with tomorrow, still we want you to do both of them. So Taisus ends off So the question is now, what do you do though? The Gemara wants to say Rosh Lakish Yav Naraya. Really mitzvah Sataya is Ein Tzrichas Kavonah. So if Ein Tzrichas Kavonah Chura Kashrid, then when you, in the case you only have Morer and you eat the Morer first, the Chura you Mekayim the mitzvah. So if you Mekayim the mitzvah then, why do you have to eat Morer again a second time? That was the question. So the answer is yes, we want you to do it two times. Because we want one time that the kid should ask questions, and we want you to do it a second time later. But the question is though then, when do you make the bracha al achilas Morer though? The Chura, good should we want you to do two times. One for the sake of the children, and one for the sake of the Morer. So the Chura question is, only do the first time, that's all. Because the first time you Mekayim both in Yonim. The first time the kid is going to ask questions, why are you dipping it now? And you were also Mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow already. So why the cloud be asked to eat tomorrow again later? So that place speaks out, there's still a svara that dafilu b'morah bina trei tibulik kedelecho morah kimitzvosai. Still there's an Indian to eat tomorrow again a second time later, because that is the ikas man to eat tomorrow. In other words, even though you were already Mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow, the first time, if you tell me mitzvah ein tzrichas kavonah, so when you ate this karpas now with maror, you want Mekayim the mitzvah maror, still we tell you, eat it again later, eat the maror again later. Even though you did the mitzvah already. The reason why we say do it again is because that's the ikas man ha-mitzvah. Now the question is, when do you make the bracha of al-achilas maror? That we'll see in the Gemara later. But so far the Gemara is throwing up, you have no 100% raya. It could be really when you eat the first maror, you are Mekayim the mitzvah. So then why do you have to eat it a second time later? Because we want you, the first time is the children should ask questions. Even though then the Chur Yosem Mekayim the mitzvah, but still we want you to eat it a second time later, so that's the Ikar Zman HaMitzvah. Tomorrow, V'yoy Tanya, I'll bring another Kashan Meshlokish. V'yoy Tanya, we learn clearly, Ochlon Demai Yotzen. If you have your Murr from Demai, there's something that's a suffix, you have a Trumas Amaisis, you bought it from an Amoritz. You have a suffix, you took off Trumas Amaisis and not. Or else, Ochlon Shloimis Kavin. You ate Murr without Kavona. You had no intentions of doing the mitzvah's Murr. You just ate Murr, Pesach, Venite, Yotza. So Brayta says clearly, mitzvah and tzrichas kavana. Even though you have no intention to do the mitzvah, but as long as you wait tomorrow, Pesach b'night, you're makayim the mitzvah. Ochlon l'chatzoyin yotza. If you eat tomorrow half of a kazayis now and half of a kazayis later, you're makayim the mitzvah. Obavad, providing though, shlo yishoy ben achil l'chaberto, yoyse mechtei achilus pras. You can't wait from the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating, this time how long it takes you to eat a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. Shalav it's dalad beitzim or three beitzim, you just say the general time is 3 minutes. You have to eat it at least within 3 minutes. So if you eat it half now and half 2 minutes later, it's okay. But I call upon him here to chloraya, not like Rish Lakish. Here the price is clearly. If you eat the mara, b'lay miskaving, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Now the first chiddush of demai, that is, that the Torah speaks out, avu vaday lo yotza. If it would have been vaday tevel, you would not be mekayim mitzvah's mara. Even though by mara, by vegetables, the gim to take off mice is only midrabanan. So what? Even though it's only midrabanan, midrabanan also you would not be mekayim the mitzvah. It was only because of demai. Demai means it's a suffix if the amoris took off trumas the mice. About there are cases when you're allowed to eat the mai, so that we hear you did the mitzvah, you mekayim the mitzvah with the mai. But our koponim of Brisa says clearly here that even though you do not have any intention to do the mitzvah, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So this is not like Rish Lakish. So who is Akash and Rish Lakish? Shemar answers no. Tanoihi, it's a machlekes tanoim. So true, you have one Brisa like that. Rish Lakish holds that our Mishnah holds like the other Tana that holds mitzvah sriches kavona. What's the machlekes tanoim? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Yoimir. Even though you made the tibble the first karpas before the meal, you use chazeres, you use the Roman lettuce, still mitzvah lohovi lofonov chazeres v'charoises. So still there's a mitzvah later. Teat the morer later, teat morer again later, and then you have to dip it into charoises. Ushnei tafshilin. And still you have to have the two tafshilin, we'll see in the Gemara what the two tafshilin are. So the chura, what do you want to bring it right? Rabbi Yosi holds that even though he ate the mara first, still there's a mitzvah to bring it again later. What for? The chura writes Rish Lakish that mitzvah shrikas kavona. So the first time he ate it, you were mekayim the mitzvah. That's why you have to do the second time. For the mara v'akati m'mai, no. Still, what's the right Rish Lakish here? Dilmak sav Rabbi Yosi mitzvah and shrikas kavona. No, like we asked the kash before. Maybe even this Rabbi Yosi that says like our Mishnah holds really mitzvah and shrikas kavona. Even if you have no intention to do the Maisa Mitzvah, as long as you do it, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Bahai de bin and trei tibu, then the question is, if you ate the chazer with the Roman lettuce first, the Shas Karpas, why do you have to eat again later, the Shas Moro, you already ate the Moro, you were Mekayim the Mitzvah already? Hatayah still is an Indian, teed it two times. Stand for the sake that the children should ask questions, why are we dipping in? Fred Gemarim Kane, if that's the reason, my mitzvah, this is the deal. What does Rabbi Yosi say? There's a mitzvah, teeth mara again later. Mitzvah is mashma, it's a mitzvah of the raisa. Like the ikka mitzvah mara, you weren't makayim yet, your first makayim the mitzvah later. If it's time out, it's in you to have a hecker, that the children should ask, why are you doing? That's why you're supposed to dip in two times. That's why even though you already did the mitzvah mara before, you should dip it in a second time. What does Rabbi Yosi say? A strong lashon of mitzvah. Mitzvah means that there's a chiyuv to bring the mara a second time. Why? It's already because Rabbi Yosi holds mitzvah is tzrichas kavona. Therefore, the first time you ate this Roman lettuce, pateros karpas before the meal, you did not have in mind to do a mitzvah then. You only made a bar priya dama then. It's not the zman of ikka mitzvah. So since you did not have in mind then to be makarim the mitzvah, you're taking up makarim the mitzvah. And later, after the matzah, there's a mitzvah now to eat mara again. So kitzel, you have a right to Rish Lakish that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rish Lakish. So kitzur to machlokes tanoim if mitzvah sriches kavona or ain't sriches kavona. Now the Gemara asks, my shnei tashilin. What are these two tashilin? Is also a mitzvah to bring two tashilin. Yeah. Is Amar Rafuna Rafuna says silka v'yaruza supposed to bring beets and bring a rice or aruz rice. Rashbam silka tradin brings beets or ravusi. It's a ravusa chiddush. V'chol shchein shnei mini baser. For sure, two types of meats. Now, I was just telling you, don't but have to have two different types of meats. Any two type of dishes is enough. You could even have beets and rice. Rova have a mahader asilka veruza. Or the zoy rova was makpi bedavka to use for two tashilin. Taka these two things: beets and rice. Hoyo benofim mepume de rabuna. Since rabuna said these two, he was makpi bedavka to use it. Like he wanted to give covet to his rebbe, so as covet for his rebbe rabuna, he davka did these two things. So Rav Ashi says, Shema Mina from Rav Huna, Shema Mina from Rav Huna. We hear from Rav Huna that lest the Chai Shnud Rav Yechina ben Nuri, that we are not afraid of Rav Yechina ben Nuri's halacha. What's his halacha? The Tanya we learned. Rav Yechina ben Nuri Yoimer. Oires rice min doginhu. Rav Yechina ben Nuri holds that rice is a type of a grain. It's not much like dogin, like wheat. V'chayovin achemutze koris. If somebody eats it on Pesach, a food made out of rice, he's chayev for koris. Chayev koris. The odom yoitzebo, it's chayev koris for chomets, he's eating chomets. The odom yoitzebo yedei chavos v'pesach. If somebody makes matzah out of rice, he's mekayim the mitzvah matzah. That's a b'yechid of Menurah Shita. So he holds rice is a min grain. So Kamash and Rav Huna here, not like that. Because Rav Huna said one of the tafshilin, one of the things cooked up in water was rice. So you see, you're allowed to eat cooked rice. How could you cook rice if you hold a come with a chimutz? You can't stop as like cook rice. Well, my Yitzharaya, we don't hold a gebirch lemenuri. We don't take a hold like him. We don't hold rice as chametz. Kubit is an Indian not to eat rice tam al kitnius, and minig. But ikir adin, though rice we pass in is not chametz. So Shvam, Shvamina mitkom rafunim avastin oiriz a pesach, for the chayis the chimutz, less the chosh of the bech lemenuri. Don't hold a gebirch lemenuri. Chiski yom a chiski says, afilu dag ubeit tesholom. You know what two tafshil, two different types of dishes could be, even really like one dish, that you have fish, and you have eggs fried on top of the fish. That's also considered like two dishes. Don't think it's one dish, eggs on top of the fish, but that's also considered two dishes. They used to shmir on top of the fish with eggs. It looks like one dish. Still know it's called two dishes, because there's eggs there and fish there. Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yosef says, Tzorech shnei minei boser. You have to have two different types of meat, bedavka. Echad zechel pesach, one zechel for the korban pesach, v'yechad zechel chagiga. And one zechel for the korban chagiga that they brought on there of pesach, like we had before. In a time when you have a lot of people on your korban, and you want to make sure everybody should be filled up before, satisfied before they eat the korban pesach, you make a korban chagiga on there of pesach, that people eat that meat first, and then eat the korban pesach. So zecha for these two things, and then you have to have two types of meats. So Shbam learns, V'yechot zecher lechagigas arba osar, ha'avoy ma'pesach, shnei mini bosar, tzli k'neger ha'pesach, one meat should be roasted, or mabusha k'neger chagiga, and one should be cooked, kach pir shabena chananam rumi. That's the way he learns from the Rach's pshat. Tais doesn't like this pshat. Tais learns, Shnei mini boser pirish rach tzli yezech lepesach or mevushal zech lechagiga. The cooked meat should be zech lechagiga. V'loin hiro the kaimlon we passed him before ke ben taima. The ain chagiga lechel tel tzli. That ben taima said before that the korban chagiga being an erev pesach has the same halacha as a korban pesach. It could only be eaten roasted. Therefore lekach niro the tavayim ubisholim. Both are cooked. V'chein mash v'loshin tavshilin. A tavshil usually means something that's cooked. So stam two pieces of meat. Not that it has to be roasted zech lekorban. Fama, be it's a meat, that's enough. But it doesn't have to be roasted. Ravina said, Afilu garma ubishula. Even the meat and the gravy of the meat, that's also considered two things. Garma ubishula, chatichas boser, umerik shenis bashtaboy. The gravy is also considered like another thing. But the more pshita, heichodik, period. Good, so this is the inyan taf, tsunay taf shilin, zechla chagiga, and zechla korban pesach. Fighter, the demur. Pshita, heicha dika shayir rokas for sure. If somebody has other type of vegetables also, is mevorach a shayir rokas bar piyadama. So that's pshita our minig. When we do karpas first, we only make a bar piyadama on the potatoes. We eat for whatever you eat for karpas. The yochel eat it. For hod the mevorach alachilas murr. Then later b'shas the sudi after the matzah, when we eat the Roman lettuce, you eat your murr. Then you make alachilas murr. The yochel eat it. Now, heicha deleke lechasa, what's going to be in the case where somebody only has the Roman lettuce? That's all he has, no other vegetables, only Roman lettuce. My, how does he make the brachas now? Like he has to eat the Roman lettuce first at Beteras Karpas, and then eats it a second time later at Beteras Moro. When does he make the brach alachilas Moro? Is Omer Afuna Afuna says, Mevorach mikora Moro. So is the Svara? First make the brach Moro. Bor priyadoma. Viochel. And eat it. No, not supposed to. I'm going to go, Mevorach mikora Moro bor priyadoma. First you take your Moro, your Roman lettuce, and make a bar priyadoma on it. Viochel, eat it with Teres Karpas. or the psoif later after the matzah when you eat the maror a second time, that's when you first make yachilas maror. So this would come out good of the old mitzvah sensory and mitzvah srichas kavanah. That yo, when you did the first maror, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so you first mekayim the mitzvah later, that's when we first make the achilas maror later. V'yochel. But maskev lo Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda asked the kasha back to Rav Huna, that uliyachah shemila krisoi henenu, after you filled up your stomach with the maror, chayzim v'aruch alei, that's when you want to tell me you should first make the achilas maror first later. Like, it's not right. Since you ate already the maror the first time, that's when you should make the bracha. And not first eat a lot for karpas, and then eat again later maror and make the bracha a second time. Elom Rav Chizda, therefore Rav Chizda says, what should you do? Meikara mevaruch alei bar pi adama. V'yal achilas maror. In Echnami, if you only have maror, at the beginning when you eat the bateros karpas, you have to make two brachas then. You have to make a bar pi adama, and then you make an achilas maror. V'yachal, and eat it then. Ulev saif, later when you do it a second time, stam, a second time is either that there should be two times dipping in, the kid should ask twice, or else there's an Indian teat maror a second time later, bizman the yikah zman ha-mitzvah. But when you eat it the second time, ochel achila chasa, b'lay bracha. You don't have to make any bracha at all. Not even a bar pri adama, and not a maror, because you already made the bracha on maror. Tishbam says, l'psayf ochel, b'lay bracha mishum deboi trei tibuli. Why do you do it a second time? You did the mitzvah maror already. Stam, because you have to have trei tibuli. B'suria avdi kirafuna. In Surya did like Rafuna, that first they made only bar pri adama, then later they made the maror. Rav Sheshes bread of Yeshua of it, Rav Chizda, v'hilchas ha-kavosti Rav Chizda. That's the straw like Rav Chizda. That no. That vice says, we talk like this should come out, we paskin, mitzvahs is ein srikas kavona then. So therefore, when you eat the murr the first time, you are mekayim mitzvahs murr. So therefore, you're supposed to make the bracha then, make an alachilas murr then, a bar piyadama then. And then, achnami lady, you don't have to make any brachas. What eat a second time? For the Rashbam says, spam, because there should be two tibulim. That's all. At the beginning, the first time. Right. Tosfos says a little bit different. Tosfos says the svari is that Rav Chizda, that's Rav Chizda, Tosfos says, Nami Nira Sarah Kishlokish. This is Tosfos Chiddush. It could be Rav Chizda holds like Kishlokish. That mitzvah Srichas Kavona. The boy Kavona. Then the question is, if you hold mitzvah Srichas Kavona, so when you eat the maror first, you don't have intentions to do the mitzvah then. So why should I make a bracha then? I'll kill this maror. The chur, you're not being the kind of mitzvah tomorrow then. If you hold mitzvah srichas kavona, you have to have intention to do the mitzvah. So when you take your maror at the beginning of the beginning and dip it in teras karpas, you don't have intention to do the mitzvah. So you're not being the kind of mitzvah, so why do you have to make a bracha then? So I tell you still, afal pikein, sovra of chizah svar is, diyein noch, and it's not nice, levorach betibul sheni, to first wait to make the bracha al achilas maror, first later, kivan chekvar mila krisayin. Since you already ate it before, you already filled yourself up. Ladaf, you filled yourself up. Just means since you already ate the maror already, it's not nice to make the bracha alachilas maror later. This why? Because these sovereign ain't srichas kavona. Tell me now, here's those posha ain't srichas kavona. Hillel amen of the hedya. Did not look for tibul rishon. Then you work with tibul sheni and bracha levatola. Should have said that. But since it doesn't say this, mashmano, that really you're first doing the mitzvah later first. At the beginning you didn't do the mitzvah, chiddush. But even though you're not doing the mitzvah and eat the first maror, there's a svara to make the bracha alachilas maror then. Because since you're eating maror then, make the bracha then. Now Tosfos says, "V'loy tzarach Rav Chizda laduri yashay yirokim umavarach Rav Chizda b'tibul rishon alachilas maror." I've got dika mitzvah maror le'nafik la'b'tibul sheni. And then Tosfos speaks Ash. Tosfos says we have the tremendous chiddush here. That even the chiddush now, even though you're not being mekayem the mitzvah maror right now, you're first being mekayem the mitzvah maror later. Still, it's possible to make a bracha now. Since this is like the beginning of a Maisa Mitzvah, even though the key of the Mitzvah first comes later, but since it's one Maisa of eating Maror, at the beginning of the Maror, you could make a Bracha. So I just make the Sushtel by Tkiya Shofar also that way. By Tkiya Shofar, we make a Bracha by the first Tkiyas, even though the Ikka Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar is first later, B'shash Yiblo, B'shash the Brachas, by the Chazar Sashas. That's the Ikka Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. It's supposed to be in the Tekono, Tkiyas Al HaBrachas. Still, we make the bracha at the beginning of the shofar, even though that's not the Ikra Mitzvah. And the reason is because, since it's like one long Maisa Mitzvah, it's a svara to make the bracha at the beginning, even though that time is not the Ikra Zman of the Kima Mitzvah. See here also, when you eat the maror at the beginning for the Karpas, that's not the Kima Mitzvah. still it's a svara, make the achilas mara then, because that's the beginning of this ma'aseh mitzvah that later when you eat the mara the second time, the kiyum will be later, but since you started to do the ma'aseh at the beginning, that's a svara, you have to make the bracha right away. Then tell you the way, in minute gives, next page just says, the nearer the answer of our bar priyadam like we do. We don't have to make another bar priyadam on the mur, in the middle of the meal. I forgot the agod heavy hesik, the chur between the first bar priyadam and the second, when we eat the mur, we said the agod are in between, that's a big hesik. Can appreciate Liel, flanifter bircha shatibu rishim, gamaka bircha samaitzi portrosim, devil advarma boim techa suda machmata suda, shrayirok is gurum nalayf, that since vegetables is called part of the meal, and vegetables give you bigger appetite to eat, so pshita, when you made the bracha, moitz lechem in oritz, that potters you for the bar priyadama and the mar also. So that's our meaning, what we don't make again a bar priyadama. Just some rishonim, argue with Tosis, that's why metchila, the meaning is that when you make the bar priyadama on the karpas, he's supposed to have in mind to be yaitzah with the mar later. But even if you didn't have in mind, you don't make another bracha bar priyadama, because we're saying mechon Tosis shita. So when you eat the wake, the moitz lechem in oritz later, that potters the mar later.
Now the Rashbam before, on the last Omid, on the Daf Kuf Yudal on the base, the last Rashbam, he's the one that says that you make a bor priyadom at chilo, taino brocha ruilhem, the yifter es hamora mi birchas priyadom. It's mashu from him also that the first bor priyadom we made when we had the karpas, we should have in mind that that brocha should pata the mora we're going to eat later. And it's because of the first bor priyadom that pata is the second mora. And not like Tosis says, it's because that the birchas Hamoitzi lechem in oritz is the one that potters the mara. Now again, this last machlokes we had between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda was in a case when you only have mara. So we say you have to use the mara for karpas and then use the mara again later for mara. When do you make the brocha asher kedushan mitzvah zivanu al achilas mara? So Rav Huna says you make the achilas mara on the second eating. As when we have the mara l'shem mitzvah mara. So that Tosis speaks out right away that for sure Rav Huna has to hold like Rosh Lakish, that he hold mitzvah sriches kavona. Therefore, when you ate it, b'teros karpas, you will not mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, you can't make the brocha then. But you have to wait to make the brocha l'chilas morer later when you eat the morer l'shem mitzvah morer, because you have to have kavona. That's Rav Huna shita. Now, Rav Chisda shita is that says no, that you can't wait to make the l'chilas morer later, because he says a svara l'acha shimila kriisa yemenu chayzim avorach alei. It's not a svara that since you already ate the maror, that you should wait to make the bracha later. Now, Tosis says that Avad Rav Chisda also holds like Rish Lakish, that mitzvah is tzriches kavona. Therefore, even though the first time you eat the maror, you're eating it only b'teros karpas, and you do not have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, still you could make the bracha al achilas maror. And that was Tosis Chiddush, that since this is like the beginning of the achilas maror, even though you first be mekayim the mitzvah later, you could make the bracha now. Now, the Mishnah Brewer explains this, that when you first make the brocha al bar priyadom and al achilas maror, you should eat a little bit only. And when you eat it then, taki, you're only eating it with the kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah karpas. The real mitzvah maror, you're first going to be mekayim later when you eat it after the matzah, because that's the ikka mitzvah maror. Still, he says, though, it's not called the brocha levatola, because when we make the brocha al achilas maror, we made it kidei lechol hamoros acher hamatzah v'hagodim, that we may have in mind now that this bracha should help for the morah which we're really going to eat later. And he says it's not called a hefsik, or bavach la yafsik b'dibur macherim. Einachlam, in such a case, you should not talk about other things in between this bracha that you're making by the karpas, the alachilas morah, and later until you finally eat the morah later on. But again, this is only if you use morah for the karpas. But the way we do, there's no problems. We make a bor priyadoma only by the karpas, because we don't use mor, and then later we make the bracha on mor. All right, we'll stop here.